adjust your radio frequency. This is not a test. This is the Artist First Network.
Cool. Across every time zone covering both hemispheres, it's time for another featured music special on the Artist First Radio Network. We're broadcasting this show live and taping it on April 29th, 2012. We are currently averaging 92,000 listeners per episode of this show series on Artist First, and we are blown away, folks. We are completely humbled by your terrific support of this show series we've now been running since actually 1997. Why do so many people tune in this broadcast and download the archives? It's because we bring you exceptional music, and yes, there is a pun and a segue involved tonight. We have a guest who's coming on, and I want to say, being booed off the stage would probably ruin many careers. This guy has fortitude, and it's a great story, and I'm glad to welcome the exception. Hey, X, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, and folks, you want to surf on over to theexceptionmusic.com, and I was reading off of the bio, and I think that's cool that you put that up there. Other artists might not want the audience to know that in some point in their career that they were booed off the stage, because that usually ends careers, but not yours. But anyway, before we get into that, let's back up and introduce you as a musician and a human being to the audience. Let's tell us, the audience, a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Chesapeake, Ohio. It's a suburban Ohio town. Not much racial diversity, so, you know, some people are kind of shocked, you know, that, you know, such a small town kid, you know, came up in the hip-hop game, you know, being from a primarily white area. So it's kind of a unique story, I think.
It is, and in fact, Chesapeake, I'm in Alliance, Ohio right now. We're in the Akron-Canton area. I don't know where Chesapeake is.
Chesapeake is the most southern point in Ohio, right where Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia all connect.
Gotcha.
So I can be in West Virginia or Kentucky in about 20 minutes.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Ohio's a big place. There's 10 million people in the state of Ohio, or more than that, 15. I don't know. I've lost track anyway. But, you know, and in your bio, as I was reading, you know, was it your very first performance that was that went so wrong?
No, it was one of my first. It wasn't necessarily my very first, but, no, it was actually, as embarrassing as it is, it was actually my high school talent show my sophomore year. You know, being booed by my peers, and, you know,
man,
people I've grown up with, you know, people were just leaving, booing, and then walking out. That was definitely a low point for me, no doubt.
I think it builds character, and if you can get through that, you can get through anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it the worst? I mean, now that you're older, you've been out of school now for a couple of years, but isn't it the worst thing in the world you could happen to you is when your peers at high school reject you? I mean, this is textbook psychology here. So, all right, so you get past that. Well, let's back up. Before that, when did you think that you might want to you actually saw some guys that were out freestyling one day, and you went, man, I want to do that.
Yeah, that's how I got started, you know, writing lyrics and stuff. In eighth grade, a couple of kids at lunch were freestyle battling and that sort of thing. And, you know, I kind of jumped in, and I really enjoyed it because, you know, I'm kind of a smart aleck, so I could use my wit and, you know, kind of insult people that way. And then, you know, that's not really my style now, but, you know, that's how I came up and that's how I started.
Well, and you've got some great stuff here, folks. There is some good music you're going to be hearing over this next hour. You can surf along with us. You can go see the person we're talking to. Again, the website is theexceptionmusic.com, or just use the link provided on our homepage. The first tune we're going to play for you tonight, now this one you just emailed us today. This is right off the press, isn't it?
Yeah. Just recorded this week. Performed it last night, actually, at my old high school's prom, and the kids really enjoyed it.
Oh, so there you go. He who laughs last laughs best. So there you were back performing at the high school that booed you off the stage. Now they're paying you to play their prom.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a great feeling.
Yeah, that is terrific. Well, what do you want to tell them about this cut before we spin it?
This one's kind of lighthearted. You know, a lot of my songs, if you really listen to my albums, I have a lot more depth. This one's more kind of lighthearted, more pop style, ready for the radio. It's really fun, kind of makes you think of like LMFAO or someone. Really fun, good party song. I hope everybody enjoys it.
Oakland Raiders. Every girl in here hope to date us. Drinking all week, don't know what the date is. She kinda cute, so I fuck the waitress. Hit and run, cause love's too dangerous. Said you messing with a playboy, honey. Out in Arizona with these playboy bunnies. And that skill, no dumb luck. Got the game to make a dumb fuck. Hit it like a nunchuck. Keep my sacks fat, boy, can you match that? Too many snapbacks that I need a hat rack. Cover the truth and splendid boy, sugar coat. I'm in the club, sunglasses and a hoodie coat. White Oakley shades at night. And if you like my style, you can stay tonight. I'll wear my shades at night, see them through the lenses, hating right. Shades at night, looking this good, gotta pay the price. Shades at night, if you ain't with it, you can take a hike. Shades at night, yeah, I'll wear my shades at night. Shades on, hat back. What happened last night? Let's backtrack. They looking for a hit, I'm a bad dad. And I'm all about my cheese like a rat trap. I party like it's the apocalypse. So just put my song on, we can rock to this. I'm just rhyming off the noodle like a pasta dish. Wearing shades at night, watch the haters copy this. Looking like Stevie, your girl got my CD. Now she hit me on Pandora and MTV. The girls that blew me off are the ones that blow me off. Introduced me to their father, now they wanna show me off. I'm on top of the world with my feet up. Read up, with a couple hotties with some teacups. Everybody now please put your shades on. We gon' give them all something they can hate on. I wear my shades at night, see them through the lenses, hating right. Shades at night, looking this good, gotta pay the price. Shades at night, if you ain't with it, you can take a hike. Shades at night, yeah, I'll wear my shades at night.
You are listening to the music of The Exception at music.com, and you can get to the website. It's a featured music special on Artist First World Radio. I like that cut, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're going to play a cut after we do this next segment that has a considerable amount of production in it. Like you say, that's a little bit lighthearted, a little easier to produce. Do you think the average person understands what's required to get an idea that's in your head to come out of a pair of speakers?
No, I really don't. You know, I think that's part of the problem with music industry today is it's so flooded. There are just so many people that think, you know, if they can rhyme a few words and put it together, you know, that they can, you know, make it in the industry, and that's not necessarily the case. I mean, I spend hours and hours on production and things like that that people don't see.
It makes a difference in the long run. You know, once you put out a song, listeners, it's out there forever. It will outlive you. There will be copies of this song playing somewhere in the world long after you're dead. If it ain't perfect, when would be the time to get it perfect? And perfection does not just come overnight. It takes hours and hours and hours in the studio. Tyler, what would be an estimation for the amount of hours you have just in the song We On?
Oh, well, seeing as how I recorded it originally over a year ago, and I'll go back to it, you know, once a month or so and just see if I can tweak, you know, different parts of the sound and make it sound better. I mean, I would say I've got a solid 15 minimum, and that's kind of lowballing it, honestly.
And you're talking for 4 minutes of finished product. And, you know, it's of course, it's to an artist, it's never finished because, like you say, you can go back and tweak forever.
Oh, yeah, it's enough to drive somebody crazy.
So you must be fairly proficient on, well, what we now generically call Pro Tools, right?
Yes. Definitely. I'm a bit of a perfectionist. It keeps me up at night.
What software do you like to use?
Honestly, and people may be taken back by this, you know, because the misconception is that you have to have all this expensive equipment and software. I record straight onto GarageBand on a Mac. Free software. It's just a matter of knowing what to do with it.
That's right. And Audacity is another absolutely free program, folks. Audacity, and it is kick-ass.
Yeah, that's what I started with, actually. That's the very first program I ever used.
Well, we want listeners to know we are artists first, after all. We want you to know that you can go get a computer at the pawn shop for $90 and go get some Audacity software, and if you have talent, you can put out a terrific album. The playing field is now level, and it's no longer, well, you know, my days, I'm considerably older than you are, Tyler, and, you know, back then you needed $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 of very expensive equipment just to compete. And when you guys hear the cut we're about to play, and this guy does this on GarageBand on a Mac, I mean, that's you are doing a hell of a job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, let's run that cut now, if I can cue everything up here. And folks, you know, we're going to tell you where you can purchase this music in a little bit, so get out your credit cards and wallets, and you can support The Exception. And let's check out this tune, and folks, crank up the speakers and check out this cut.
Cause we on.
Stop, many haters gon' trip, cause they know that we the shit, and they really wanna get what we on. They wanna sip what we sip, keep running they lips. I ain't hearing none of it, cause we on. Many haters gon' trip, cause they know that we the shit, and they really wanna get what we on. They wanna sip what we sip, keep running they lips. I ain't hearing none of it, cause
okay,
we on.
Okay, who's acting them
hotter? Who hot as them nada? Take you home with me and pinata. I'm talking to the nymphos, and for your info, I go hard, baby, ballin' to the gym clothes. I walk the straight and narrow on my tiptoes. You can't see me, but I see through you like windows. Roger that tempo, this shit is so simple. Hip hop's my religion, so the studio's my tempo. Harder than a hot as Arizona, yet they still sleeping on me like these haters in a coma. And I'm what you call brave. I've been criticized, death threats, booed off stage. Started as a kid, but now I let my two hang. And your girl me like a bull
luau, dang. I just the world like I got my in the glow. And Mother Nature on the bed, sipping, stripping the clothes.
Cause we on.
And these haters gon' trip, cause they know that we this shit. And they really wanna get what we on. They wanna sip what we sip, keep running they lips. I ain't hearing none of it, cause we on. Man, these haters gon' trip, cause they know that we this shit. And they really wanna get what we on. They wanna sip what we sip, keep running they lips. I ain't hearing none of it, cause we on.
Back in some M Carter, don't forget the dot is in between. I'm as hot as you could be. Can't you see that we cake and I'm paper chasing? Check the bottom of my feet. Let me tell you a little something. If you're looking for the best, well, I'm the perfect choice. Go so berserk when I'm working. The track is over for ya. Hot lyrics, perfect voice. Didn't mean to hurt you, boys. Oh, my bad. Did I do that? Steve Urkel, boys. And on the mic, you're cleaning my mess. And I'm the best, homie. Ain't no need for you to confess. Get your chicken undressed. Then we head to the nest. That's right, your home, quick. Like she cramming for tests. Cause we on. Gonna make the DJs run her back like Dion. While I do my end zone dance. Big body flow. Yeah, I'm talking Kimbo, man. You can't be hot as I am because this don't tan.
Cause we on.
And these haters gon' trip. Cause they know that we this shit. And they really wanna get what we on. They wanna sip what we sip. Keep running they lips. I ain't hearing none of it cause we on. Haters gon' trip, cause they know that we this shit. Then they really wanna get what we on. They wanna sip what we sip, keep running they lips. I ain't hearing none of it cause we on.
Don't bitch you ever heard.
And introducing Miss Mookie, she on and she on.
And I'm on and I'm on. Young Mookie, first go get cash. Your man broke his neck looking whiplash. Bottles on exception, keep them coming, sip fast. Think you can handle this cute face?
Thick.
Me and Mac, that's how we roll. Step in the club, we steal the show. I stole your man, I'm sorry. Get to the dough, that's all I know. I'm going in, you feel my flow. Couple more shots, I lose control. Checking my ass all on the flow. Checking my ass all on the flow. I'ma run and make you run and got my moves in the step show. Turn your girlfriend from your future wifey to your ex. Got you addicted to this loving.
Man, these haters gon' trip, cause they know that we this shit. And they really wanna get what we on. They wanna sip what we sip, keep running they lips. I ain't hearing none of it cause we on. Man, these haters gon' trip, cause they know that we this shit. And they really wanna get what we on. They wanna sip what we sip, keep running they lips. I ain't hearing none of it cause we on.
Dope bitch you ever heard.
You are listening to a featured music special on the Artist First Radio Network. The Exception is our guest tonight, and that tune is We On. And very well done. Bravo. That's a heck of a job right there.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Studio stuff is hard, folks. It is not easy. And that is very a well-done piece of material right there. I just commend you on that. That's very, very, very well done. There's a lot of hours, a lot of talent in there to make that sound like that, too. And who was... You want to mention Mookie in there?
Yes, Mookie and M. Dot Carter as well. They both definitely did a great job with that.
And I like the production, the way it's arranged, the way you bring Mookie in about halfway through. I mean, you got to sit there and think all this stuff up, folks. It just doesn't fall out of the sky. And then you've got some great, clever lyrics. I really like the way you use your the pitch correction with your voice like that. Is that difficult to do?
It's actually harder than people think. You kind of have to kind of practice, kind of trial and error and see, you know, what key you sing in and then adjust, you know, the pitch correction to match your voice. It's not like you can just sing in any key and it just makes it sound perfect. Yeah, it's a lot of trial and error with that as well.
That's something I've never screwed with. But, folks, the most famous artists you can think of in every genre, and I'm talking opera, I'm talking everyone, they all use it. Oh, whether they'll admit it or not, they probably do it quietly. They all use pitch correction. You know, of course, these are extreme examples, but that's pretty neat. This is not an easy business. We were talking off the air about the trying to find gigs for rappers and hip-hop bands isn't as easy as it used to be. It's a difficult challenge, especially in southern Ohio. How do you overcome that?
I mean, basically, the only choice I have is to travel. My upcoming schedule is Arizona, New York, Myrtle Beach. That's where I'm going to be over the next month or two. So
excellent. Well, how did that come about?
Actually, I performed in Arizona last spring break with Asher Roth, and then I got put back in a contest and voted by my fans to go back out this year, but they decided to move me to Memorial Day weekend out there. I'm going to be performing with Mickey Avalon, Audio Push, as well as others. We're expecting about a 4,000-person crowd, so it's going to be neat.
Yeah, so... You know, I've found it's easier to play in front of a crowd of 1,000 people than it is to play in front of a crowd of either 2 people or 20,000. What's this experience for you?
I would agree with you there. I mean, especially, you know, I feel like the bigger the crowd, the more interactive they get, because it's kind of like an old psychology topic that people will think like the rest of the group thinks. And if everyone else is jumping up and down and, you know, acting crazy, then they're more likely to do it. But if there's only 10 people there, they're going to be more individualistic in their thinking, and they're going to stand there and be more shy, I think.
Well, and you're too modest of a guy to mention. I wanted to mention this in the show opening, but your most recent album, Wake Up Call, became the number one most downloaded album of all time for an unsigned artist on the highly regarded site HotNewHipHop.com. 150,000 downloads in the first week. Now, you know, in radio, Tyler, the Arbitron says a download is not one listener. They measure a download as 2.5 listeners. That's kind of like, is one newspaper read by one person? Well, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So if you were using radio download statistics, that number would have to be, 375,000 people. Wow. That's 5 football stadiums. And that's in the first week.
Yeah, it actually ended up getting up to about 295,000 downloads.
All right, so 300,000 times 2 is 600,000 plus another half. That's almost 1 million. And I think that's a reasonable measure. I mean, is a book only read by one person, a magazine? Well, of course not. You know, ever listen to the radio in your car? Well, there's 2 people listening, perhaps. But anyway, that's a discussion for somewhere else. But I think that's a fairly accurate statistic if you think about it. You know, did it ever cross your mind when you're sitting there in your little studio at home that you're going to do something that 1 million people are going to download next week?
No, I mean, that's obviously, you know, kind of the pipe dream, you know, I think of any independent artist. But as far as it becoming a reality, I mean, I guess there's always that minor doubt in the back of your mind. But, yeah, when I saw that, you know, the numbers jumped up that quick, you know, that high, I was definitely pleasantly surprised.
Seems to me, and I'm just an idiot, folks, but it seems to me that if you can show numbers like that, you should have record labels standing out camping outside of your house hoping they can catch you when you come outside.
Well, hopefully, you know, I'm definitely going in the right direction, I think, and, you know, hopefully the right people hear it and are interested in it. I think I'm definitely establishing enough of a fan base that the labels can, you know, just kind of jump on the bandwagon and be a part of it.
Well, I am not aware of the, this is my first experience with hearing about hotnewhiphop.com, and I don't know how they operate. But if you had received 150,000 downloads on iTunes and they were 99-cent downloads, you would have made about $130,000.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's with what record label? No record label. That's right. On your own. Wow. You've got some earning potential there.
I hope so. I hope so. Like I told you off air, you know, a record deal would be nice, but I just want to make a living doing what I love to do, and whether that's, you know, if I'm, you know, mainstream or if I'm just doing it like I'm doing it now and selling, you know, getting iTunes checks. I mean, it's all the same to me.
Well, and you know, we have two little radio shows we did years ago that are available on iTunes. I think, I don't know, maybe it's $1.29 for the 2 hour series, and we make like $1.20. I mean, they take like a dime, and we get the rest. You know, in the old days, a record contract, you know, when you plop down 1995 for a Beyonce CD, Beyonce might get, oh, a buck if she's lucky, probably closer to 50 cents for the whole purchase. The whole purchase. She gets less than one single dollar. Well, anyway, without going into all that, it's just my humble opinion. iTunes is the way to go. CD Baby, sell the stuff yourself and keep all the money. What's wrong with that? That's what the executives do at all the big corporations, right? They keep all the money. Well, let's get into another cut. We're going to play Friends with Benefits. Are we talking financial benefits here?
No. Fortunately, no. This is more of just a college theme song, just about, you know, people that don't want to be in a relationship but like to have the physical benefits from a relationship.
I think we know what that means.
My last girlfriend, she ended it. So now my heart's gotta mend a bit. So I just need a friend with benefits. And you look like you're an independent chick. Let's lay down a few quick regulations. We don't make plans, we make reservations. Can't have love, it's the best replacement. And my heart needs a little bit of restoration. I'm hurt, you're hurt, there's hesitation. But we aren't dating, so there's no investigation. Like who you with, where you at, what time do you think that you'll be coming back? Please don't get it twisted, I'm a sweet guy. I've just had my heart broken and I need time. But I know that eventually I'll be fine. I just wanna go back and press rewind.
And you can just come over later after your plans. And you ain't gotta tell all of your friends I'm your man. So baby, hit me up and let me know if you're into it. We can just be friends, friends with benefits. And you can just come over later after your plans. And you ain't gotta tell all of your friends I'm your man. So baby, hit me up and let me know if you're into it. We can just be friends, friends with benefits.
I like the idea of us hanging out, but no sleepovers, that's a dangerous route. When we get too close, then you're giving me hope. And from liking to love, that's a slippery slope. And it's not something that I think my heart can deal with. Cause every time I get to one, my heart, they steal it. Then a little bit later, that's when I start to feel it. And being heartbroken, that's just hard to deal with. I'd much rather have an FWB than a girlfriend who's nothing but some trouble to me. I'd eliminate X's and double the D's with a bubble A, that's a perfect couple to me. Let's be clear, we can watch some movies. We can even kick it in the hot jacuzzi. Yeah, I understand that you're not a floozy, but my ex-girlfriend's kinda
and
got
you
into
just
me.
Just come over later after your plans. And you ain't gotta tell all of your friends I'm your man. So baby, hit me up and let me know if you're into it. We can just be friends, friends with benefits. And you can just come over later after your plans. And you ain't gotta tell all of your friends I'm your man. So baby, hit me up and let me know if you're into it. We can just be friends, friends with benefits. And you can just come over later after your plans. And you ain't gotta tell all of your friends I'm your man. So baby, hit me up and let me know if you're into it. We can just be friends.
You are listening to a featured music special on the Artist First Radio Network. Our guest tonight is The Exception. And I know you guys have been, well, in the words of George Bush, speculating on how The Exception got his nickname. And all you ladies out there know it's I don't think that's the reason. But I actually do know because it's on your bio, but I'll let you tell the story. You don't.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
It's on your bio, so I'm not telling anything. I was going to say I was going to let you tell the story, but okay, now I'm going to. He actually got his nickname back in middle school. I guess you must have been a pretty good basketball player.
I guess I was all right.
Well, it was. Remember the old phrase, folks: white boys can't jump. Well, apparently, Tyler can. Because he was called the exception, so the name stuck, and there it goes, and you've ridden with it ever since.
Yeah, it was just an obvious choice. You know, when I started rapping, it was like, you know, white boys can't jump, you know, white boys can't rap, so it was just an easy, obvious name for me to go with.
Well, we were talking off air, listeners, about how tough this business is, especially for hip-hop and rap these days. It's tough to get gigs. Record sales aren't what they used to be. It's tough to rise above. You know, talent needs always seems to rise to the top, but it's tough to do these days. You know, so many rappers fall into the trend of, you know, the same topics that have been gone over and over and over again. How do you keep it fresh? Obviously, we're hearing that you do, but how do you keep it fresh?
You know, I think I just bring a different perspective to this industry because, I mean, the majority of rappers are, you know, either from poor neighborhoods or, you know, uneducated, things like that. And that's kind of a stereotype too, I guess. But I just feel like I bring the suburban white college kid perspective to it, and I think that that's fresh. And, you know, Mac Miller's kind of doing it too, and big props to him. I'm a huge fan. But, you know, that's kind of an untapped portion of the industry. And I think, you know, he's definitely making a living off of it now. And, you know, I hope I can follow suit.
Well, and let's face it, the record industry will be the first ones to admit that people who buy hip-hop and rap records are those affluent, suburban, white guys. Of course, everybody buys them. But I'm saying, you know, we're just going to get a ton of hate mail on this show, aren't we?
Yeah, but, good chance.
But you know what I mean? You know, I in the neighborhood where I live, every hour, every 10 minutes, you see a white guy driving down his car with a thumping rap tune going on. You know, I mean, it's not a racial thing. No music is, for that matter. And I think the record companies know that they get that is a big part of their buying audience. But do you find that there are creative periods in your life, Tyler, where you sit down and you can write four or five songs and then maybe 3 weeks, couple months go by and you don't seem to write anything? Have you had that experience?
Yeah, that seems to be how it works with me. And I think what happens is, you know, I'll write, you know, 3 or 4 quick songs and I'll get those. And, you know, obviously I'm a music fan. That's why I became a music artist. So as a fan, you know, when my favorite artist puts out new songs, I play it out, you know, in a week or two. So then I'm ready for more songs from them. So being an artist and a fan, I get both perspectives. So, you know, I'll write 3 or 4 songs and get sick of them in a couple of weeks because, you know, I've just played them out. So then I go back to listen to my other influences for a couple of weeks and just get the creative juices flowing again and then get right back to it.
Well, what kind of things? I hate to use such a cliched question is what inspires you, but you know it has to come from somewhere. Just like after 9/11, everybody's writing something because you know, after all, the music business is audio emotion, I think. But what kind of things spawn you to write a song?
I just try to write music that means something to me, and hope that other people can relate. You know, whether it be, you know, relationships or even, you know, like the lighthearted, like Shades at Night. Like when I go to a party at night, I wear my sunglasses. You know, that's just, you know, it's a life experience. It's a lighthearted one. But I just write, you know, things that I can relate to and in hopes that other people will too, and they seem to.
Your future's so bright you have to wear shades. Wasn't that a song like, I don't know, back in the 80s?
Yeah.
Another one-hit wonder? I think so.
Yeah,
but you know what? We get a lot of hip-hop and rap bands coming through here, and I must say, I listen to a lot of them so far. Now, this is only April, folks, but so far, I think you're the best we've had on this year.
Oh, well, thank you. That means a lot, really. Well,
other DJs may disagree with me. Folks, if you have a question or comment to this show or any broadcast, you can hit us up at DJ@artistfirst.com if you want to say that Z-Man's a fat booger-eating moron, you are more than welcome to. You can send a DJ or a comment anytime to any artist for a show. Well, you are up to your eyeballs in this business. You are doing very, very well. Anyone helping you? Do you have an attorney? Do you have representation? Are you just doing this all on your own?
You know, I have a close friend that was working, you know, kind of as my booking manager, but due to some health problems, he's, you know, kind of had to take a step down from that position. So, I mean, I'm doing it 100% independently right now.
We talked earlier this evening. We've got I might have persuaded a wonderful entertainment attorney who litigates and represents artists to start doing a monthly show that will be archived, that will help tell artists about stuff that they've never thought about, that you don't have to plop down money to go to some attorney down the street who really doesn't know anything about the music business. You know what I mean? And we're hoping to develop a free resource that all you guys out there can use to find out about the scumbags that run the radio and record business in America and how not to get taken. So look for that. We hope to develop that starting in May of 2012. Where would you rather spend the next 10 hours of your time tomorrow? Would you rather be live on stage, or would you rather be in your studio?
That's tough, but I'm going to have to say in a close race on stage. You know, I love to write and to record and just play around in the studio, but there's nothing like that feeling of being on stage with, you know, several hundred or 1,000 people, you know, just jumping up and down, all eyes on me and excited to see me do what I love to do.
You know, and we had a good gig last night. In fact, there was a hell of a fight after the gig. I hadn't seen something. Anyway, and by the way, this was not a hip-hop and rap club. There's your stereotype. We played a good old boys, you know, West End Inn thing. And when you know, some people don't know how to act. A big fight. But the point I'm making is, even though it was a big fight there last night after the show, it's because the band was so terrible. People were just, you know... Our band, we endure public humiliation for money. That's what we do in my band, and these people got sick of it. The point I'm making is that what you do in the studio will outlive you. Your best performance, even seen by live people, well, it might be put on YouTube, but if it isn't, it's a memory. And your music will outlive you. It'll always be on the internet, and what you do in the studio is so much more long-term. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I see where you're coming from. And, you know, I think they kind of go hand in hand, because obviously without the studio, you know, music, there's nothing to perform. But I definitely see your point.
Yeah, you know, Tupac, he's dead, but his music will live on forever because he spent time in the studio.
Right.
What do you think is the easiest thing about this business? Not the hardest. What have you found to be just natural for you? Is there anything about this occupation?
I would love to say that there's something easy about it, but if there is, I haven't come across it yet. I mean, it's been a struggle. I mean, it's things are definitely starting to fall into place for me, I think. So that makes it a little easier. When there's optimism and a realistic goal set in front of you, it makes the struggle easier. But as far as the music industry, I mean, it's grueling. It's a battle. So I can't say that I've come across anything easy to this point.
You know, there's people listening right now that they'll never, ever write a song. They'll never, ever write a poem or a book. They'll never perform anywhere. And what you do in your daily life is beyond their comprehension. They would love to do what you do. They just don't have the skills. Just thought I'd point that out. Musicians and artists, you have gifts that you don't realize that other people would die for. How come every major athlete, you think I'm lying, folks? How come, I don't care if you're a baseball player, a basketball player, NBA, whatever. How come all those guys with all that money, what do they want to do? They want to put out a rap video. Look at LeBron down there. Oh, they want to put out, in other words, they want to do what you do. They can do anything they want to do, but they want to do what the exception can do. Well, before we run the next cut, I want to start reminding people where they can get out and download this music and support you. Where is your stuff available?
iTunes, Amazon, all major online distributors, as well as straight from theexceptionmusic.com.
And folks, we thank you in advance for supporting the fine artists that come through our microphones here. We've got a couple cuts left to fit in before the top of the hour rushes us out. All right, what did we decide? My one remaining brain cell is not allowing me to remember. Did we decide we were going to play I Never Made It, or were we going to play Low?
Yeah, I Never Made It.
I Never Made It. Okay, well, tell us a little bit about this cut before we spin it.
This song is really deep. This kind of, you know, shows my depths. It's a hypothetical song about if I didn't make it, if I didn't put everything I had into music, where would I be? So it kind of makes you think. The rhetoric in it is really strong, and I hope everyone enjoys it.
A failure, never made it. My family devastated. A lifetime just wasted. Bitterness has been tasted.
Say for a second, I never made it. I didn't seize opportunities. I just sat there and waited and gave in to those who hated. Said I was overrated and didn't sacrifice every Friday night and just got faded. Didn't spend every single dime that I made on promotion. Didn't have a work ethic, didn't have devotion. Didn't have the talent to make poetry emotion. And didn't have fans snapping pictures while I'm posing. Didn't get the notion that hard work's the key ingredient. Didn't take advice from no one. I was disobedient. Didn't take my time with this. Wanted it expedient. Then I just gave up because success wasn't immediate. I was more concerned about the fame than the game. And I mistreated my girl because to me they're all the same. Pushed away my fam. Didn't care about the fans. So I never made it. But you all know that's not who I am.
Devastated, a lifetime just wasted. Bitterness has been tasted because I never made it. My family devastated, a lifetime just wasted because I never made it.
He used to be a dreamer till they woke him up. Now he bottles his emotions, never opens up. And nowadays he's either sleeping or he's toking up. Thinking success will come with a little hope and luck. What if he had just quit after getting booed off? And every meeting afterwards he just blew off. Middle fingers in the air, flipping you off. And what if he had listened when they said he's too soft? Since his injury caused him to lose basketball, he had no passion for nothing, that was the last straw. Now he sits alone at the bar to the last call. Let's say he lived a life of what ifs, and that's all. Now when he goes in public, he can't show his face. All his former friends and everyone he knows disgraced. Cause he's all about looking for some new to chase. Avoided greatness based on decisions he chose to make.
You are listening to a featured music special on Artist First Radio. Tonight's guest is The Exception. TheExceptionMusic.com is the website. His real name is Tyler, and he's just a great guy, and he's got some real talent. We're so glad to be featuring him tonight on the station. And folks, get out there. Download a song or two. Buy an album. Support the fine artists that come on to this station. We sincerely thank you for doing so. And your history has been wonderful. I'm pulling a cat hair out of my mouth. We have a kitten here in the station, and she just climbed up on me and got a bunch of cat hair all over me. Hi, Mo. We are into animal rescue at Artist First. You got any pets, Tyler?
Yeah, I have a dog.
Most musicians have pets. Isn't that an odd stereotype? I think it's a fact.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is. But anyway, we were do you mind if we continue the conversation on air that we were just talking about?
No, absolutely.
Okay, well, yeah. We were talking about one of the downsides of selling digital music. You pick it up from there.
You know, one of the biggest downfalls that I see, you know, from the artist standpoint is that if you buy my album right now, I don't get the money for a couple of months. And, you know, we were just talking about instant gratification, how nice it would be for it to be an instant, you know, instant deposit or something like that.
Yeah, you know, when someone spends money, buys advertising on our station, the credit card gets processed and we get notified about it, but they don't give us our money for 3 business days. And if a weekend falls in the between there or a holiday, sometimes it's 4, 5, or 6 days. With today's modern computer technology, where's our money? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the banks just play these games so they can hold your money. Anyway, that's a whole nother story, but why can't they just treat us fairly? Now, I think iTunes, I understand your criticism, but from the old days when you had to have $50,000 to $100,000 in order to press enough CDs to have just a couple CDs in most record stores across the country, iTunes is a wonderful improvement over those days where now anyone can participate, not just those with huge advertising budgets.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it definitely, you know, saves a lot of money, especially, you know, as an independent artist, it saves me a lot of money from having to press up, you know, several physical copies. I can just put it on iTunes and people, you know, like you said, as a listener, you want to download it and be able to listen to it immediately.
Well, and we were talking off air about the announcement the major record labels are going to, at some point in the not too distant future, are going to stop offering CD sales altogether. They're going to stop making them and shipping them. It's just too convenient to use digital downloads. Plus, a CD can only hold, in WAV format, can only hold 80 minutes. That's the total length of time. I mean, I know guys with iPods that have 10,000 songs on them. You know, how many CDs would that? That'd be a wheelbarrow full of CDs.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, the technology's just beyond that. Where do you see, you know, that's, geez, we've lived through the CD experience. The CDs have come along as the new greatest thing, and now they're going to be the cassette tapes of the next decade. Where do you see the business going in other attributes of this business? Where do you see this business, say, 10 years down the road?
You know, honestly, and kind of the misconception now, too, is that you have to have a record deal to succeed in the music industry, and that's not the case. And like I said, Mac Miller is a prime example. If you have a distribution deal, you don't need a major label. Mac Miller is not signed to a major label. So I think as time goes on, people are going farther and farther away from major label distribution because they keep such a large percentage. Doing it independently, you keep all of your money. And I think that's a really attractive option. I mean, if you're talented enough to sell enough music to make a living, then you keep so much more than you would signing with a major label.
Well, what is wrong with, you know, you drive down the highway and you see a farmer has a fruit stand and he's selling tomatoes. So you pull over and you buy some tomatoes or some peppers and some corn. iTunes, CD Baby, websites like that have allowed the internet to become a highway where you can pull over to a Kool-Aid stand or a fruit vendor and buy your stuff directly from the artist. What do you need those fat bastards at the record label to skim 90 cents of every dollar to put in their pocket? Why? Oh, that's right. They own you now. What do you mean you own me? That's right, because you signed this piece of paper now. You can't do anything without that guy's approval over there. It's just a ridiculous way to go about it. I hope that the future is exactly the way it seems to be shaping up. Artists can sell to consumers directly and forget about the record labels. Let them go steal money from somebody else. Any parting thoughts about the summer schedule after the tour you're going to be doing? Where can folks look up your website and keep track of you down the road when they're listening to this as an archive?
The best bet to stay up with me and where I'm going to be is on my Facebook page, just The Exception, or Twitter, at Exception Music. I'm constantly tweeting and posting, you know, where I'm going to be, where I'm performing, and, you know, when I'm releasing new music. So that's the best way to stay up with me.
Well, we want to do whatever we can, Tyler, to help your project. Without getting hate mail, you guys know we play every genre of music on this station. and probably one of the least played genres on the station that you actually hear during our daily rotation is hip-hop and rap. You do hear some, but it's not as extensive as others. I would be delighted to play some of your stuff on our station if we could have your permission. I think you are an exceptional, oh, did you hear that? An exceptional artist in your field, and we would love to support you any way we can.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, that would be great.
Well, what can we do in the future to help you out, man? Maybe you can come up here to Jupiter Studios and do a show sometime. Of course, the stuff you're doing, this would probably seem a little rinky-dink compared to the
great... I was gonna ask you about that because when I get back from Arizona May 27th, I'm leaving the next day to go to New York to perform on a radio show. So, yeah, I would love to come up and do a show.
One of our DJs, Richie Kindler, owns a venue. It's about 250-seat club, restaurant-style, artsy place, really cool place, and does all kinds of shows. There's a radio program. Listeners, you can download those shows right now at the end of the show and hear many fine bands that they have down at the Jupiter Studios Radio Hour. That might be a place you might look into.
Yeah, definitely. That would be great.
Well, folks, get out there, spend a buck or two, download a couple of songs, help Tyler out here. He deserves it, and you've earned it, in my opinion. You've done an excellent job at a difficult business, and anyone that can listen to this stuff knows that you are extremely talented. You've got a leg up on a lot of these guys.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. I've worked hard.
Well, we'll support you as best we can. We're going to go out with a tune called Low, and I just want to say it's been a pleasure having you on, man. You come back here anytime. Anything we can do at our station to help your career, we are at your disposal.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Folks, that's Tyler. He's also known as The Exception. Get out there and buy some music. We're going out with this cut called Low. Kyle will be back in next Sunday. He was on vacation. They're enjoying themselves. Hey, they're in Southern Ohio watching some bands tonight. So down in your neck of the woods, Tyler. Folks, enjoy the rest of the broadcast, and thanks for tuning us in. Here's another cut from The Exception called Low.
She is on a postcard. And just a tick of the clock went from not getting a spot to getting bigger than some that wouldn't fit in the jock. Now I'm sipping Ciroc, I bring the hip to the hop. As soon as I walk through the door, these women licking the chop. They wanna do me, cause they know that I'm getting this cash. We gon' make a movie. I hope the fly line is thick as a... That's just how it goes when you with a rock star. And we can walk back to my crib, girl, it's not far. Just as long as you know that you gotta drop it low.
And I ain't never seen a body like it. And drop it low like you never seen a body drop it. I never seen a body.
She gon' drop it.
Brazilian, no drag strip. She been hot since Drake was on that Best I Ever Had. Oh, she's going spastic. That looks is fantastic. Man, that thing Tyrannosaurus Rex is Jurassic. Tell them keep the shots coming, charge it to my plastic. All the drinks on me, yo. And you know I need enough for all of my amigos. Girl, don't be shy, let me work out that libido. I know you're mad your man ain't going half as hard as we go. But that's okay, cause these old news, landlines. You can come with me and let me see those tan lines. She recognized me, said she never met nobody famous. I said, don't say a word, we speaking body language. I asked, what's your favorite song you've heard me on? She said, without hesitation, we are.